All aboard! Welcome back to some more songs and stories of old railroad days. Now, the last couple times we were talking about the fellas who laid all the tracks all across the country. I'm going to tell you a little bit more about them and sing you a song, too. Yeah. Well, so, track laying gangs were out there working. And after a time, the track laying gangs got their job down to a science. Each night, a supply train would come to halt near the end of a stretch of track completed the day before, and it would have a load of track, ties, spikes, and joints. And each day began with the dawn blast of a locomotive whistle. And hundreds of workers would come streaming out of their tents and bunkhouses. In an organized pandemonium, after a little bit of breakfast, that is, they would strip the train of its freight. And then it was time for the ties to be laid down. And they would go forward on wagons drawn by horses and mules, and they'd be flung in place and bedded 2,500 to every mile. And then it was time for the rails. And they had been placed on low flat cars called iron trucks. And those iron trucks were backed up to the end of the completed track. And a five-man squad on each side would grab a long rail weighing more than 400 pounds, put it on their shoulders, run forward with the burden, and slam it down on the ties. And then the spikers set the rails to the ties with 10 spikes each, and the bolters joined the rails end to end. And while the bolter was still working, the iron truck rolled forward another rail length, and the entire process was repeated over and over, north, south, east, and west. At their best, the men could set a fresh pair of rails every 30 seconds. And they worked pretty much all day. As I mentioned, they got up in the morning to the blast of the train whistle. Then they had a little breakfast, and they worked all morning till the cook blew the horn, the signal, and it was lunchtime. And then that was the only break they got. They worked all afternoon until the cook blew the horn that it was dinner time. And then they worked after dinner until it got too dark to work anymore. And they got up next morning, did it sometimes 7 days a week. And you know, sometimes the cook wouldn't blow that horn. She'd be in the kitchen distracted by something, and there'd you have all these hungry, tired, hungry railroad workers waiting to hear. I'll give you an example. Now, let's take a cook. We'll give her a name. Got to have her name. Dinah. That's a good name for a cook. Now, Dinah's in the kitchen, and she's being distracted by something, and we're out here, these railroad workers are out here tired and hungry, and folks, and they're tired because they've been working all the live long day on the railroad, all the live long day. And folks, that's what this song is actually about. Well, I've been working on the railroad all the live long day. I've been working on the railroad just to pass the time away. Well, it's not really to pass the time away. I'm working on the railroad because I'm an Irishman. It's the only job I can get in this country, and everywhere else I go says no Irish need apply, but never mind, that's another story. Can you hear the whistle blowing? Rise up so early in the morning. The problem is somebody's in the kitchen distracting Dinah from getting the work done, and that's why we're out here tired and hungry, and because we can't take a break till she blows the horn. And you know what? It's probably one of them daggone musicians. It's always the musicians that are distracting the ladies. Someone's in the kitchen with Dinah. Someone's in the kitchen, I know. Oh, oh. Someone's in the kitchen with Dinah, strumming on the old banjo. Now, I want you to take note that the song says specifically that it is the banjo player that is distracting Dinah. And as you can see, I'm playing the guitar. I don't want 500 hungry railroad workers mad at me when clearly it is the fault of the banjo player. Sing along. Fee-fi, fiddly-i-ho. Fee-fi, fiddly-i-ho. Fee-fi, fiddly-i-ho. We could hold this note for 10 minutes or so if you want to. Oh, strumming on the old banjo. Come on back later for some more songs and stories of old railroad days.